Now, though, we're going to look at the numerology, the relationship charts of William and Kate. And to do that, I'm delighted to welcome the UK's number one numerologist, Jane Alton, who lives in the county of Kent. How are you, Jane?
Very well, thank you.
Yours is quite an interesting story, because you didn't set out to get into numerology all, did you?
I was 25 years in the financial sector. I was an investment performance analyst for 15 and a business analyst for 10. So I've always analysed numbers, but now I'm analysing them in a quite different way.
And what brought you to this was quite a crossroads in your life.
I started practicing Buddhism about 20 years ago, and that absolutely changed everything. It's very powerful for me anyway. I love the way numbers, we use them every day, but they're sacred symbols, and it's looking at numbers in a whole new way, because numbers do define our lives. You know, how much property we have, how much money we've got, our age, our dress size, or just, you know, they represent sacred symbols, so it's quite powerful.
And our birth dates never change, do they? They're with us all the way through our lives.
That's our crossing time and space. That's our birth energy, very powerful.
Right.
The theory with numerology is that we're born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. We all have a unique bit of a puzzle, and the theory is that the universe will support us in what we're here to do, and it can explain why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people are in our world. Even if we hate them, there's a reason they're there. There's possibly a lesson or a karma, or it's understanding what's really going on in our world, and it can be quite tangible, the universe supporting us and guiding us when we're doing what we're actually born to do.
Well, I was going to ask, when you say the universe will support us, how will that happen? How will that come about?
It's being in rhythm with what we're here to do. For instance, me personally, I'm a twin, so my twin sister has the same birth date as me, but has a completely different name, because with numerology we take into account someone's name as well as their date of birth. So, for instance, her life map is completely different to mine. Although we share the same mission, we've got completely different set of numbers behind that. We have a completely different way of going about that. So it's understanding that.
But some people would say, you know, the name is something you are given by your parents randomly, depending on the sort of mood they're in at the time.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, years ago, in ancient times, when you name something, you make it sacred. If you think about it, when you give anything a name, there's a cross in time and space. There's a moment, something's born when it's given a name. If you don't give something a name, it's not valued, possibly. There's no such thing as coincidence with numerology. And every name has a number. The letters become numbers and they add up to your mission, etc. So behind everyone's mission, there's a whole raft of numbers. So everyone has a unique way of completing their mission. So, for instance, I've got the same mission as my twin, but we have completely different way of completing that.
And we could go through life, you know, we could be born and happily poddle through life until the day we die, never knowing what our mission might be.
I mean, we all have free will. We absolutely don't have to complete our mission. But the theory is, to be happy, we need to know what we need to be doing something towards what we were born to do. It helps make sense. For instance, if you've got a very powerful karma that means you avoided work and responsibility in a previous life, which I actually have, it means you're working twice as hard to get half as far. You could take it extremely personally until you sort of understand possibly what you've done in a previous life. And with every karma, it's not about punishment. With every karma, there's a cure, if you like. For instance, with 13-4 karma, you learn to make something from nothing, you learn to never give up, and you always turn things around. But the obstacles are real, you know, there's no way around them. In fact, if you give up because things are too hard, things get harder for you. So it's understanding what's really going on rather than taking things personally. It's seeing a much bigger picture.
So in order to commit to numerology, you have to also believe in a previous life, do you, in reincarnation?
Whenever I do someone's numbers, if you pardon the expression, whenever I'm giving a consultation, the first thing I will always ask is, are you comfortable with me talking about past lives? Because a lot of people aren't. So I will rephrase things. I will talk about things in a different way. But you don't have to believe in reincarnation. It's just it can be a quick way of explaining why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people are in your world. But there are other ways of explaining it as well.
You see, there must have been something which convinced and committed you to numerology.
I must admit, the more I do it, the more passionate I am. If I'm honest, I don't know if my twin sister's listening or not, but it was, astrology could never explain to me why my twin sister was so completely different to me, but numerology completely explained it straight away. Again, personally speaking, because it's not just people who get involved with numerology. For instance, from a marriage date, there's a mission that comes from that. From a divorce date, there's a mission that comes from that. And some people on a relationship chart, together, it looks as if they're incompatible. But when you bring in the marriage date and you add that to the relationship chart, it can change everything. So some people it works when they're married, and some people it works and they don't need to be married. I mean, people phone me up because, for instance, a lady phoned me the other day. She'd had a really serious car accident and was really angry and wanted to know why this happened. And we did the relationship chart, and when we put the date of this accident on the relationship chart, it completely changed the dynamics of all the relationships around her, and it actually moved her towards completing her mission. I mean, it's not as clear cut as that for everyone, but numerology, it's not airy fairy pink fluffy stuff. It's actually very direct. It's what it is. You know, there's no moralizing, there's no judgment involved. It's just explaining energies and your place with regard to that, your bit in the universe, your unique bit of the puzzle.
All right, well, we'll talk more about our place in the universe, the unique bit in our puzzle, when Jane Alton joins us again in a moment or two here at BBC Radio Kent. 3:15 now, though.
Travel. BBC Radio Kent.
Let's get the latest on the roads with Barry.
Thanks very much, Pat. Good afternoon. Now, traffic across the county on the motorways flowing quite well on the M2, M20, and generally the M25 all seems to be moving quite well. Not too bad on the approach towards the Dartford Tunnel. A little bit of congestion at the toll booths on the anti-clockwise M25. No reported problems around the Medway towns in Maidstone. Quite busy on Fairmeadow. Sitting Bull, broken down vehicle still partly blocking Mill Way. It's been there for a little while now, and that's just close to Tribune Drive. And in Canterbury City Centre, delays at the St George's roundabout and busy on Windcheap. On the railways, a couple of problems now. Signalling problems firstly at Ramsgate, causing delays of up to half an hour on southeastern services between Margate and Ramsgate, and also delays of up to an hour on southeastern services from Sevenoaks to Kentish Towns. That's because of electrical supply problems at Blackfriars. You're up to date with BBC Radio Kent Travel. I'm Barry Lewis. It's more in 15 minutes.
There's more travel news online. bbc.co.uk/Kent.
BBC Radio Kent. Roger Day.
I'm talking big stars for Tuesday. They don't come any bigger than Barry Manilow. Yep, he's coming over to do some more concerts, and there's a new album coming out as well with all his own compositions. He's a joy to talk to, as you'll find out on Tuesday evening. G.I. Blues by Elvis is the classic album of the week. There's jazz at 9.
Roger Day, weeknights from 7, BBC Radio Kent.
Heavy clouds all hanging around, and the sun refuses to shine. If you're bent on bringing me back down, better get in. Something I said has got you so mad. You wanna give me a piece of your mind. You intend on making me feel bad. You best get in line. Whoa, it's a long line, it's a long line. It's going out the door. You'll be waiting in line a very long time till your feet are sore. Clouds all hanging around, and the sun refuses to shine. If you're bent on bringing me back down, better get in line. I never meant for your flowers to wilt, or to sour all your sweet wine. If you mean to shower me with guilt, better get in line. If you're crying over milk that's spilled, I'll take a number and wait in line. you better get in line.
New single from Ron Sexsmith of BBC Radio Kent, and Get In Line. It's 19 minutes past three. We are talking numbers this afternoon. The UK's number one numerologist, Jane Alton, is here with us today at BBC Radio Kent. She lives here in the county. She's done the charts. Is it? Would you call them the charts?
The relationship chart.
The relationship chart.
And their wedding date included as well.
All right, OK. Yeah. Now, they've not asked you to do this.
No, I haven't got their permission, unfortunately. But so I won't go into too much detail, but it's extremely positive. And I will be putting a copy of this on my website so people can actually see what I'm talking about. You can see, you've got a copy in front of you.
Yes.
You can see that Wills and Kate, on their own, there's actually... they don't achieve what they're here to do on their own, but together there is a huge amount that's achieved, especially with the wedding date that's brought in as well. William, the centre to his world is the six, which is all about the harmonious home. With Kate, the centre to her world are her independence, and for both of them it's a challenge, their great sensitivity, their great emotion. Between them they have a huge amount of master energy, 11 energy. I'm just drawing a diagram here for Pat. This is an 11 here. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through on emotion. The 11, it's literally a straw. You're a channel for special awareness. And these two people have huge amounts of 11 energy. William in particular is also an old soul. An old soul is someone who's had so many lifetimes that in theory they've learnt all the major lessons in their previous lifetimes. So they've come in with incredible wisdom from many, many lifetimes, in theory, to help other people with their lessons. You know, most of us have lessons sort of here and we can't see beyond them. I know what mine are. I'm quite a young soul. But he's here to help other people with lessons. And it means he's got incredible wisdom. And the 11, as I said, is about amazing wisdoms coming through on emotion. It's wisdoms far beyond intellect. So it's all about a whole new way of thinking. With William, as I said, an old soul, 11 is actually his mission. It's also his soul urge. And he's also, with the name Will, the key to his door becomes an 11 as well. It's important he sees himself as a channel of special awareness. With Kate, it's interesting with the name Kate. K is the 11th letter of the alphabet, so it means she can be an intuitive inspirer. And also, you know, her... the key to her door, what opens doors for her, is an 11 as well. 11 energy can mean you feel isolated at times because you see beyond what everyone else can see. It makes you visionary, idealistic, inspirational, but some people just don't get that breadth of vision, so it's not always easy. The numbers in front of the 11... For William, his mission 47, that's dreams come true. His soul urge 74, that's about new ways with matter. So they're all about doing things in new ways, all about inspiring people to think in new ways. Kate's mission is a 30, which is uplifting people with her vision. So these two people are very, very inspirational. The 11 means they may exude a confidence and charisma they don't actually feel inside, but it means people will be attracted to them because they're here to change the way people think. The mission that comes from their marriage is all about true independence, about true self being revealed. You've got an 11 at the front of the birthday number. It's the 29th, which is a 29, which is an 11. A 29 is about bringing in the light, being visionary, idealistic, inspirational. And the gift and the challenge that comes from the marriage is a 4, which is all about being very practical. So it's about inspiring people in very, very practical, physical ways. They've both got a line of the inquiry skeptic, which means they don't believe anything unless they totally prove it to themselves. So they're very practical within themselves.
Well, let me be slightly sceptical. You know, please, you say how important the wedding date is.
Yes.
Most of us choose the wedding date solely on the availability of the church, don't we?
Exactly. I mean, there's no such thing as coincidence. There's a mission that comes from your divorce date. There's a mission that comes from your marriage. Every single date will have an energy about it. On my website, I actually update every single day in terms of numerology. Every single day has a specific energy. But that energy, combined with your personal energies, gives it a special synergy. It gives it a special significance to
you. So what you're saying is that with numerology, you have, if you like, a chart which will give you some sort of guidance as to how you should play each day or each year. Yeah?
Well, yes. I mean, as I keep stressing, that we all have free will, but there are very specific energies with very specific days, and when they're tied in with your specific energies, it can be a very powerful combination.
What lessons have you learned since you've taken up numerology then?
it personally, it ties in with my Buddhist faith. Buddhism every single day has a huge impact on me. And it is very much about being in rhythm. It is very much about being in the right place in the right time. It's about understanding what you're here to do, ultimately. It's about engaging with a much bigger picture. And numerology helps me to see a much bigger picture and to not take things personally and to understand what's really going on. My particular lessons, my personal lessons, one is the two of being very sensitive to other people's feelings. I've also got a very powerful 8 lesson, which is about dealing with money, because I absolutely hate dealing with money and I'm forced to.
But wait a minute. Sorry, you worked, didn't you, as
in the
financial world?
This often happens, yes.
How long were you in the financial world for?
25 years.
25 years in the financial world, and you hate dealing with money.
Something like that. I'm just showing Pat another diagram here. On my website, there's a free numerology guide which shows these ancient symbols. So, for instance, the 8... it means as above, so below. It's the one shape that carries on forever. It's about changing, as well as dealing with money. The 8 is about dealing. It's about changing patterns and mindsets that will otherwise go on forever. It's about, as I said, the deeper you go, the higher you fly. It's about bringing some pretty grotty, nasty things to the surface, physically looking at them, deciding, do I take this with me? Do I let this go? And in the process, you're changing family karma, you're changing the way you deal with things, and you find your centre. And that's what happens to me, basically.
All right. Well, if people would like to check out your website and learn more, what is the web address then, Jane?
Oh, just janealton.com.
All right, there you are. Fantastic. It's been great to see you. Really fascinating stuff. Where will you be for the royal wedding? What will you be doing?
Gosh.
Consulting
the
charts?
Garden, or probably.
In a garden, with a glass of Pimm's.
Something like that.
Maybe something a little stronger. All right. It's good to talk to you, Jane Alton. Thanks for being with us at Radio
Thank
Kent.
You for your time.